IBM Podcast.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for this podcast. As IBM just launched Mobile First, we're glad to have Cécile Pouyer here with us today to talk about what this means from the banking perspective. First, Cécile, let us start with the business imperatives in banking and look into why mobile, why now?
Yes, so today what we see is that banks really need to improve information systems that allow them to develop and act on new insights, and they need to use these insights to attract and retain customers as well as develop new sources of revenues and streamline their operations while addressing risk and regulatory requirements. So while mobile is revolutionizing people's life, the banking industry is no exception. Mobile changes the way people shop, they pay, they access banking products and services. And mobile is not just one new channel. It can really become a competitive advantage and should be at the center of every bank strategy.
Thank you for that. If a bank was to get started on mobile journey today, what are the key focus areas that should be considered?
We generally see three main ways that banks can leverage mobile. And the first one that all banks have started going after is mobile banking. Then comes mobile marketing and then mobile payments. And I'll talk a little bit about each of those. So the first wave of transformation we saw in the industry was around mobile banking, offering basic banking functions such as account balance, intra-bank transfer, bill payments, and alerts on mobile devices. But it's not enough to guarantee a competitive customer experience nor drive new revenues. So banks now quickly need to progress their mobile platform from providing basic banking services to offering a rich and personalized experience that includes high-value services such as wealth management, ATM and bank locator finders with augmented reality as an example, or even property finders in real estate. So now, with the proliferation of smartphones and tablet devices, banks see new opportunities and challenges for marketers to reach customers where they are and when they're ready to buy. That is what we call mobile marketing, so that comes after mobile banking. And banks need to quickly progress their mobile platform from providing basic banking services to mobile marketing with analytics-powered, event-driven, and location-based offers. As an example, an air ticket purchase may mean a chance to cross-sell travel insurance. Or a gasoline tank filled up around noon may mean a chance to cross-sell a meal in the immediate geographic area where the customer is. And the last trend that is really difficult to ignore in mobile banking is the explosion of the worldwide mobile payment market. It's expected to reach 448 million users by 2016 and about $617 billion in transaction value. So in developing countries, mobile represents a significant opportunity to create profitable services for the underbanked or unbanked populations. In developed markets, it's pretty different because most people have access to financial services, and so mobile payments represent a chance to create feature-rich products that enhance consumers' banking or shopping experience. But in all cases, in order to fully take advantage of the explosion of mobile payments worldwide, banks will need to adapt their infrastructure as the inevitable transaction volume increases and put increasing pressure on their legacy system at a time when we see that consumer-facing and application layers need to change very rapidly.
Well, it sounds like this is a pretty exciting time for banks as well as mobile technologies. I was wondering for the listeners, can you illustrate by way of a simple customer example overview, life before mobile versus life after mobile first?
Yeah, absolutely. So I like the example of Lotte Card. It's one of Korea's major credit card companies. They have more than 1 million customers. And they chose IBM WorkLight to consolidate the application development, enhancement, and maintenance, while at the same time ensuring cost savings and timely delivery to their customers. They, with a year-over-year growth rate over 700%, Korean companies are facing a demand for mobile apps from over 7 million smartphone users, up from only 800,000 in 2009. So we see really the explosion of the market. And for a bank like Loti Card, it meant that they really needed to quickly capitalize on this rapidly growing trend. So they turned to IBM WorkLight to develop an advanced application with a rich and engaging customer experience using over 100 screens, location-based features, and scannable mobile coupons. The IBM solution, as we've seen, has reduced time to market and associated costs. It has enabled deployment of one of the region's most advanced financial mobile apps, and it had also enabled Loti Card to deliver better customer and employee user experience across more devices. So that's one example.
Yeah, now that sounds like a great example. I was wondering, do you have some additional customer success stories to illustrate how IBM Mobile First has helped deliver real, tangible impact?
Yeah, actually Visa is another great example in a slightly different space, but there is great material online about this story. One of the most valuable aspects of Visa's network is its ability to understand consumers' lifestyles through their spending patterns. And Visa's Media and Advertising Solutions Group uses these insights from enrolled consumers as the foundation for services that help merchant partners better understand and engage with their consumers. So what they did is around Christmas time, the Gap store partnered with Visa, and leveraging IBM's expertise and Webster Foundation, they enabled Gap sales to increase by 109% for its mobile U4U consumers. It's one example among many others, but really the scope of possibilities for banks, merchants, and business partners is really infinite.
Well, that's a great way of how a company can help their partners. I was wondering, what are the key IBM Mobile First capabilities for banks at a glance?
So I'd say IBM Mobile First is the industry's most complete mobile solution portfolio because it includes software, services, and industry expertise. And by bringing together technologies such as WorkLight, but also BigFix and TLeaf, practice areas such as mobile enterprise services and IBM Interactive, and thousands of mobile experts with about 270 patents in wireless innovation, IBM has really helped nearly 1,000 clients become mobile enterprises. So we help banks deepen their relationship with customers in real time to have one-on-one engagement thanks to more compelling interactions that are powered by mobile analytics, as well as, and it's important, increasing the workforce productivity through mobile apps because they enable collaboration, they improve knowledge sharing, and they also speed responses for banks.
Well, we're nearly out of time here, and I'd like to thank you very much for all that. And I was wondering if you can, as a final gesture, have any suggestions on how to get started with IBM's Mobile First.
Absolutely. So one great way to get started is to go on our website, ibm.com/mobilefirst, and you'll see examples of more customers. You can also talk to your IBM representative or business partner to find what are the right next steps for you. And you can also schedule a workshop if you send an email to ibmmobile@us.ibm.com. And we're very excited, and thank you so much for your time today.
Well, no, thank you very much. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. And as Cecile had mentioned, that you can go to the IBM website to learn more. Thank you.
IBM Podcast.